You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The state Supreme Court race now has two candidates. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up next year. She's already announced she's running to keep her seat. And now Chris Taylor will challenge her. Taylor was a lawmaker representing Madison, then a Dane County judge, and now she's a judge on the Wisconsin Court of Appeals.
I have really focused my entire 30-year legal career as an attorney, as a legislator, and as a judge on protecting people's freedoms, protecting people's rights.
This year's state Supreme Court race was won by Susan Crawford over Brad Schimmel, and it was the most expensive judiciary election in U.S. history. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections. Wisconsin's public funding for its university system is one of the lowest in the nation. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion last week. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities.
Governor Evers is proposing over $850 million in additional funding for UW, but Republicans who control the budget creation do not support the idea. Two students who died at UW-Platteville Monday afternoon died because of gunshot wounds, according to university officials. Police said that 22-year-old Kelsey Martin of Beloit was flown to a hospital after being shot, where she later died. 22-year-old Haley Helms of Baraboo was found dead at the scene inside the Wilgus Hall dormitory because of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. UW-Platteville canceled finals this week and kept campus open to provide counseling and support for students and staff. The incident is still under investigation. A manure spill in Monroe County has resulted in fish kills in two creeks. The Wisconsin DNR said that the spill near Norwalk is affecting water quality in the Spring Valley and Moore Creeks, as well as the Kickapoo River. The DNR said that fish kills were reported in the two creeks after a spill on Saturday. There's no estimate on how much manure was spilled into the waterways. DNR officials believe the spill was caused by excessive rainfall washing the manure into the river. More information about spill cleanup is on the DNR's website. A new business is coming to the Cooley region. Crumble Cookies is planning to open next month in Onalaska. Crumble's third western Wisconsin location, along with Eau Claire and Hudson, will be one of the first nationally to feature updated branding and designs for the company. The company is known for its rotating lineup of cookies as well as an in-store design that allows customers to see cookies being made. Crumble La Crosse is hiring dozens of employees. Anyone interested in working at Crumble can apply on the company's website. La Crosse Logan High School will have a new principal. Today, the school district of La Crosse announced longtime education administrator Luke Madsen will be taking on the role. Madsen has been a principal in Winona and Black River Falls previously. District officials said that Madsen brings over 25 years of education experience to the role. Madsen graduated with a master's degree in professional development from UW-La Crosse. He'll begin his work as Logan High School principal on July 1st. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. The nation's leader during the spring drug take-back day was Wisconsin. According to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the state collected over 56,000 pounds of unwanted prescription medication. In the 15 years of the program, Wisconsin has collected about 1.37 million pounds of medication, third behind Texas and California all time. The event happens twice per year, once in the spring and once in the fall. You can visit the DHS website to find year-round drug collection sites and more information about the program. It'll be another gray, rainy day in the Cooley region. Unlike yesterday's record rainfall, today will be on the lighter side as rain totals are expected to stay around a quarter of an inch. Rain will gradually give way to cloudy skies overnight. Thursday will see highs climb back closer to normal for this time of year in the mid-60s. We'll stay at temperatures in the mid to upper 60s through Memorial Day weekend with slight rain chances all the way through early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched five scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first three starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every sixth day or fifth day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In projects related to Jeremy Allen White news, the fourth season of The Bear just got its season 4 release date, and 10 new episodes will drop this summer. The show's won a combined 10 Emmy Awards in its first two seasons. Although the third season was not as critically acclaimed as the first two, it is expected to bring multiple nominations. The new season will drop June 25th on FX and also air on Hulu and Disney+. There is also news regarding Jeremy Allen's new film, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In the film, White plays Bruce Springsteen, set during a time during the Boss's career when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his critically acclaimed album, Nebraska. In addition to White as Bruce Springsteen, the film stars Jeremy Strong as Springsteen's manager, John Landau, and Stephen Graham as Springsteen's father. The film is based on Warren Zane's book of the same title. Deliver Me From Nowhere will hit theaters October 24th of this year. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening. And it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right. The former late-night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight, we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.